Yeah, Mr. G calling from WHUS Green Arrow Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking. Just wanted to take a few moments of your time and make more people, if they're not already aware of this great event you have going on August 9th through 12th down at Seaside Park in Bridgeport.
Indeed.
The Gathering of the Vibes.
12th annual.
The 12th annual.
Can you? Yeah, it feels like 50.
You don't look a day over 15.
Yeah,
though.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You don't look a day over wavy gravy.
Yo, that's great. That's just great.
Clowning around. So, you know, the lineup, once again, is just outstanding.
Thanks, man.
And I have to start with one of my favorite live bands I've ever seen, Los Lobos.
Mm-hmm.
That's an impressive, just right there, I already want to be there.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. You know, this will be our first year having Los Lobos, and I can't think of basically a way to close out the festival.
Oh,
and a little nug of information there.
Yeah.
That has not been announced yet, but yeah, it's Sunday is quite the day of music and wrapping it up with Los Lobos.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking here, and I know there at any moment more could be announced. You know, Railroad Earth, Dark Star Orchestra, John Brown's Body, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. I'm very curious about Donna Jean and the Tricksters myself. Very curious. And I had spoken with George Clinton a year or so ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's always a show within the show.
Indeed it is.
You know, so Bob Weir and Rat Dog.
Bobby and
everything.
And Mickey's going to be joining us as well. And
Buddy Guy.
And Buddy's going to be with us.
All the bands that you folks out there in Radio Land want to see, they're going to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the party.
Now, how did you go about organizing, not this, the 12th, but how did the first one come about? How did you get to go from an idea to an event?
Well, it started after Jerry died back in 2005, August 2005, Jerry passed. And, you know, being a deadhead, having been on tour for a number of years, you know, it figured that there needed to be a way that the deadhead community could continue to gather. You know, it used to be that once a year, you know, we'd call our friends and say, all right, the dead are coming back around Giant Stadium.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, and who's got the tickets, who needs them, and let's, you know, get the posse back together and hang out. And the thought of losing that was something that none of us wanted to really think about. So Gathering the Vibes, which started as Deadhead Heaven, a gathering of the tribe, Memorial Day weekend in 1996. Mayor Giuliani said no to a gathering in Central Park, similar to the couple hundred thousand people that they had out at in San Francisco at Golden Gate Park. The mayor said no because of the cost that would be incurred by city cleanup, police, EMS, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, myself and a bunch of friends, along with the folks at Dupree's Diamond News Magazine,
right on,
put together Deadhead Heaven, and then had about 3,500 folks at SUNY Purchase College hanging out and enjoying each other's company. And Mo headlined, along with Max Creek and a bunch of other smaller bands that, at that point, really, you know, the jam band name hadn't really surfaced, but now it's something that's out there and in thriving community. But our core and our foundation is with the Deadhead community.
Right on. And you certainly have extended your arms out to several other communities just by nature of great music.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to be a Deadhead to enjoy amazing music, and, you know, especially music that that celebrates and features, you know, those that aren't afraid to get out there on a ledge and walk the tightrope. You know, it's get out there and jam and make magic happen, as opposed to, you know, regurgitating music night after night after night that other bands do, and they do well, but
and then
nothing against them.
But there's
something about that live music that,
yeah, absolutely,
that's inspiring.
Go support live music.
Hell yeah.
Bumper stickers should be issued.
Totally.
And, you know, when you're talking about walking that tightrope, I swear I've seen Keller Williams walk a tightrope and play about four instruments, so he might,
yeah,
you never know what he's up to.
If you haven't seen Keller Williams, it's time to do so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Keller's been with us a couple years now, and he ceases to amaze. He really does exactly that.
Yep, I agree completely. I'm very impressed with your lineup, and I'm proud to say that you're going to be in Connecticut right here, right down the road.
Absolutely.
For many people in both Connecticut and New York.
And New York, yep, coming across the pond.
That's right. Get across the pond, and it's August the 9th through 12th.
Yep.
Seaside Park in Bridgeport. What are all the websites that people would need to know?
www.gatheringofthevibes.com.
That's it, folks. That'll take you to everything that I've already mentioned and more. Plus, you already now know Sunday ending with Los Lobos.
Indeed.
And, man, if I just happen to stumble in on the last day, I'm going to be pleased.
Outstanding.
All right. I want to thank you for your time. And is there anything else you want to say before we roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This park, it's 370 acres, all on the water. There's a mile of beach. Was donated to the city by P.T. Barnum when he was mayor of Bridgeport in 1875.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to gatheringofthevibes.com, take a look at the art, and you'll see there's definitely that P.T. Barnum feel to it and the circusy feel. You know, this guy was the ultimate showman.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely feel honored to be back at Seaside Park, you know, where we were in 99 and 2000.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for everyone. Ticket sales are doing well.
Good.
VIPs are going to sell out probably next week.
Wonderful.
But there's still day tickets and weekend tickets that are available and all that good stuff. So that's it for the shameless plug.
Well, that's what we're doing here. And the folks can really find out more shameless plug information right on that website.
Yeah, absolutely. Gathering the Vibes. It's got all the information that you possibly want. If not, our phone number's up there. Feel free to give us a ring.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm doing. And I thank you. And you know, I'll expect those VIP passes right there.
You got it.
Hey, I hope to bump into you. But either way, I want to be one of the first to welcome you back to Connecticut.
Hey, thanks, Mr. J.
And I am proud that it is taking place here.
Totally.
And peace with you, man, and take care.
Right back at you.